Previously on 24.
There's a situation, Mr. President.
There's a nuclear device under terrorist control. It's on U.S. soil.
Where?
Los Angeles. This bomb is going to go off today.
Today is going to be a very long day, and I don't want my own people working against me.
Hey, you two! Cut it out!
What? I can't kiss my own wife?
She's not your wife for at least another 10 hours.
When you asked me to do a background on Reza Nair, I was proofing a file on another individual for my company. Reza's name came up. There's a man named Syed Ali with ties to several terrorist organizations.
Hey, sweetheart.
Dad, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to see you. I miss you.
Dad, I'm not ready. It's too hard for me right now.
Then why won't you
spend
time with...
Every time I see you, I think of Mom.
Carla, are you a complete idiot?
I don't like when he gets like this.
I need a few minutes with my daughter before I leave, okay?
You know
what? Did I not tell you to get out of here? Shut up! Shut up, Megan!
What am I doing here, George?
There's a rogue nuclear weapon here in Los Angeles.
How close are you to IDing a prime suspect?
The most promising one's Joseph Wald.
Are there any key witnesses against Wald in his upcoming trial?
Marshall Gorin. Apparently without him, there's no case.
You are Marshall Gorin.
Jack! Are you out of your mind?
You want to find this bomb? This is what it's going to take. I'm going to need a hacksaw.
The following takes place between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Quantico wants permission to relay the nuclear threat to their mid-level tacticians.
How many people are we talking about?
Between 600 and 700.
Only if they can assure they're able to contain the information.
I will confirm that before I give them an approval, sir.
I want everyone to know that besides the threat of a nuclear bomb going off in Los Angeles, I'm just as concerned with the dangers of panic and mass hysteria.
Absolutely.
So where are we on everything else?
Well, NSA is taking a two-pronged approach. They're trying to pick up a trail on any known second-wave terrorist, and they're also trying to source stolen weapons-grade nuclear materials.
Call the rep, tell them what the matter is, okay? Why can't she hang around? Listen, I said I'd be back in a couple of minutes, all right?
Thank you, yes. Hey, Kim.
Stay there, she's gonna be fine, okay? We'll work this out in a couple of minutes, all right? Hey, Donnie? Yeah. Yes, no. Yeah, I know it's... Why can't she steal it? Okay. Right, yeah, do that. Yes, I know, she's being a... No. No, everything's fine. It's fine. Yes, I know she... Yeah.
Kim, Carla, take my keys, get her away from here.
All right.
Uh-huh. Tell them to wait until I get back, okay? Just hang on, I'll call you back.
I will kill you.
Stop the car! Do not do this, Kim! Do not do this!
Star set. Password, please.
7073. Yeah, I need to track the location of my car, please.
What about the car?
It's ready. Got a tracker in the trunk.
Good.
We've been monitoring the yard. We haven't seen Walt come in yet.
What about his people?
I'm not sure. Any of these men look familiar?
No.
Yes, that's Eddie Grant. He's one of Joe's main go-to guys. When I was undercover, we were friends. That's good. Now, as soon as I'm in, I don't want to see any of our people. You keep everybody at a distance. Have you got any more information about the size of the bomb?
Not yet.
Sir, the press is starting to ask questions. They know that you cut your fishing trip short and they'd like to know why. If you'd like, I can get Jenny to take care of it.
No, I better take care of it myself.
Yes, sir.
Sir, we've got a lot to cover.
I have to deal with the press.
Sir, we have a serious situation here. Taking time out to coddle the media.
What you don't get, Eric, is that once the rumor mill starts, then we've got two problems. The last thing we need is mass hysteria.
Mason.
George, it's Jack. Let me speak to Tony.
What do you need, Jack?
Have you guys picked up Kim yet?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. Grothy just got to the house a few minutes ago and Kim wasn't there.
What are you talking about? Where is she?
Well, we don't know. We're looking for her. She wasn't at the house.
Damn it, George. I told you to tell me the second you knew anything.
Yeah, and I was just picking up the phone.
Calm down and relax, Jack.
Don't tell me to relax, George.
Look, Grothy's got to stick around until Kim gets back. In the meantime,
you got to hang in there.
George, just find Kim, okay?
That's what we're doing, Jack. We're going to find her, and we're going to get her out of L.A., okay?
Trust me.
Okay, thank you. Hey, sweetheart, it's your dad again. Look, honey, I can't tell you how important it is that you leave Los Angeles, okay? I'm sending a man over from my office. His name is Roy Grothy. He's going to pick you up at the Mathesons, take you over to Aunt Carol's. Honey, please, do this for me, okay? Call me back as soon as you get any of these messages. I love you. Bye.
Paula, have we gotten a division update yet?
Yeah. Tony, shouldn't we be working from outside L.A.?
Why?
Well, if there's a nuclear bomb somewhere in the city.
Try to tune it out, Paula. You never know how good the intel is.
Almeida, we have a lead. Just got a couple of coyotes at the border.
Who are they bringing in?
Not who, what. They found something interesting in the van. Michelle, you want to pull it up?
There are two forged Middle Eastern passports. The markings on the paper forgeries conform to a process used by some of the suspects on our list.
Well, we found the address in Culver City where they were headed. Let's get somebody over there now.
Who?
Whoever's closest. Who's in the area?
The only one in that section is Roy Grothy.
Good. Send him.
George.
What?
That's who we sent to pick up Kim Bauer.
He's idling over there. Kim's not around.
We just promised Jack we were going to take care of his daughter.
Fine. Then we'll send one of our gophers over there until he gets back. In the meantime, don't lose this window.
Cowboy,
what can I do for you?
I'm looking for Joe.
Joe?
Joseph Wald.
Sorry, man. I think you got the wrong place.
Hey, cowboy. I ain't got a whole lot of time. Why don't you tell Joe Jack's back in town? See what he says, okay?
Why don't I tell him, Jack?
Yeah. Why don't I tell Joe that Jack Roush is here to see him? I'm sure he'd love to see the guy that put him in jail. Hey, Eddie, how you doing? Look, I just came to square things up with Joe, okay? You know I didn't put him in jail.
Sure you didn't.
Get the back room ready.
Damn it, Eddie. I got something I need to show Joe.
The only thing Joe's gonna want to see is you, Jack. Dead.
What about Marshall Gorin?
What about him?
Word on the street is that he turned state's evidence. Gonna put Joe away for life. Go on, Eddie. Look at my bag.
What for, Jack?
Think of it as a present for Joe. I told you, I wanted to square things up with him.
Frank, give me that bag.
Testifying anymore.
Jack's pay.
Both running out of small talk.
Mr. President.
Jane.
We were told you were going to be spending this morning fishing. What brought you back to shore so early?
I already caught my quota for the day. My own conservation policy is coming back to haunt me.
Mr. President.
Look, let's not have so much fun all at once. We're going to be here for a couple of days. I'll talk to you guys later.
Mr. President.
Okay, what did Whelan want?
He's sniffing around. I think he's putting it together, sir.
How can he be putting it together? I just found out myself less than an hour ago.
I'm sure he doesn't know the details, but you know Whelan. He knows everyone, and they all owe him.
Okay. Keep your eye on him for now. If we start going out of our way to put off the press, it'll backfire. They'll know something's up.
I agree.
I have to get back to the OC.
Okay.
I know, Megan, okay? We're gonna be there real soon.
Where are we going?
The police station. You know what? We're gonna go down this alley.
My daughter, Kim. Huh? Where are you gonna go? Megan, honey, come on. Get out of the car. Come to Daddy. Megan, it's Daddy! Listen to me, pal. Kim is gonna hurt you. Megan, just call out to Daddy, okay? I'll come get you. Megan! Megan!
Don't get that stuff tangled. We're not gonna have time to separate them once we get there. Who's that?
That's Jack.
Are you out of your mind bringing somebody here today?
He used to work with us, Dave.
Used to work with us? What the hell is that supposed to mean, Eddie?
I used to work for Joe. Just in a nickel farm up in Gainesville. That's what that's supposed to mean.
Oh, is that a fact? Eddie, he just happens to show up today of all days? I'm not buying this, Eddie.
He did a solid for Joe. He took care of Goran, Dave, all right?
Well, I mean, if he can get to Goran, he must be...
Hey, Eddie. Look, man. Just need to speak to Joe, okay? Then I'm out of here.
Yeah, I hear you, Jack.
If he's staying, I'm checking him out.
Don't you have something you should be doing, Dave?
I'll bird dog his records in 2 minutes. Don't you think it's worth 2 minutes, considering what's going on?
Check it out. Have a seat, Jack.
Hey.
Jack, what?
Roush. R-O-U-S-H.
He's in. He just went online. They're checking Jack's background now.
Already? The network addresses aren't finished routing.
Better do it now and send it to me. Tony?
Yeah?
Did you backfill those Gainesville endings?
Not yet. I haven't gotten the clearance codes.
Well, I need them right away. They're looking for it.
These guys don't waste any time.
I can't believe they got in here this quickly.
Want me to stuff some data in there?
I can't. They want this now. I'm just going to have to forward to a server portal and hope they don't look too closely.
I'm not finding any release documents on this guy.
What does that mean, Dave?
That means he's lying. That's what it means.
Keep looking. Listen, Jack, this time you did in Gainesville, it doesn't check out. I don't let you walk out of here. It's gonna check out, Eddie.
Okay, I got it. Hold on.
Still nothing. Wait a second. I think I found it. Yeah, here it is. It took a little longer to come up than I thought it would.
Told you to check out.
You almost made me shoot a friend, Dave.
I'm sorry about that, Jack. Still got that 64 Mustang. No, the lawyer's got that.
Eric. Are we narrowing things down at all? I mean, are we making any headway?
It's too soon to tell.
Too soon? Aren't we operating under the assumption that this bomb could go off at any moment?
What can I say, Mr. President? I've never been sanguine about our chances of stopping it, not with just a few hours' warning.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm not giving up, sir. Every protocol is being followed. Every resource is being tapped. But if I were you, I would give some serious thought to what your plan of action will be if, in fact, we have a detonation. That's why I still feel my discussion with the Pentagon this morning is in order.
Fine. Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come in.
I just spoke with Jenny. I'm afraid we have a problem.
What now?
Ron Wieland. He's convinced the network to give him a 10-minute live report today at noon.
For what?
He's heard that the alert condition has changed and that you are managing a situation from here.
Damn it. Now, he's going live based on what?
Jenny doesn't know, sir. But I'm assuming that he will avoid the facts and present the rumor.
I'm sorry, Lynn. I'm not mad at you.
There's no need to apologize, sir. How would you like to proceed?
Set up a private interview in 10 minutes with Mr. Wheeler. The condition is no one's to know.
Yes, sir.
And Lynn, get Armis over here.
Yes, sir.
Doing?
Hey, you know what? Get the hell out of here, will you?
Hey, man, I just wanted to bum a smoke.
Yo, well, I don't smoke, so get out.
You're back in the fuse is a little tight, sport.
What did you say?
Whoa. Hey. Making friends, Jack?
Your guy's a moron. What'd Joe say?
Joe's busy. Maybe tomorrow, bro.
Look, man, I just need to speak to him for 5 minutes.
You know, we got this thing going down today, Jack, so, swing by tomorrow around 4.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. It's good to see you, man. Good luck.
It's time, Dave.
Mason.
George, it's me.
Did you get to Wald yet?
No, not yet. I'm with his crew.
But they're shutting me out. George, I think you got to pick these guys up.
Why?
They're packing charges. They're involved. Look, if we pick them up, are they still going to be able to lead us to Wald in time? I don't know. Well, then stick with them until they do. NSA just upgraded his probable role in today's threat.
We put him just a click away from the second wave terrorists.
Okay, I'll try and figure something out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've opened up that socket to division you asked for.
Okay, thank you.
George, where are you going?
Bakersfield.
What for?
Following up on a lead. Yeah, I'm short-handed today, so I got to cover it myself.
Peter's assigned to Bakersfield.
Yeah, I put him on something else.
Why?
I don't have to tell you that.
Well, I guess I disagree. I mean, if you're just trying to get outside the blast radius.
Who the hell do you think you are? Do you have access to my information?
No, George, I don't.
Then keep your mouth shut and do your job.
What's wrong?
My head hurts.
Where?
Right there.
Is that where you hit your head when your dad threw you down?
I think so.
Okay, well, honey, we can't stay here. I need to make a phone call. You can rest then, okay?
No!
Why not?
I can't. My head really hurts. I just can't.
Well, it's just over there. It'll be really quick, okay? Please, for me. You can do it.
No, I can't.
Okay, Megan, listen.
Shh.
We have to stay quiet, Megan. What do you want to do? Do you want to stay here? Yeah? Okay. But you have to wait. You promise you'll stay here? You promise? Okay, let me put you in these boxes, okay? I'll be right back. I don't want you moving. I'm going to be really quick. Please, just don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Burton.
Hi, it's Kate Warner.
Did you get something for me?
No, I couldn't get his wallet.
There are only a few things we can use to check out his connection to this guy, Ali. Actually,
a passport would be ideal.
I don't think he carries that around with him.
That's got to be around somewhere. Check his briefcase. Look at his car.
Ralph, I can't just steal his passport.
You won't have to. If you find it, just write down the dates and the countries that have been stamped for entry over the last 6 months. Hey, let me know, okay?
doing?
Craig said more vans were coming and they needed the space.
Hagen drove the car without the key.
I was looking for it.
Well, why didn't you call me?
You were busy.
Well, Marie's got me running around for these strawberries. When I come back, I'll park the car on the other side.
Right.
Still doing here?
The car won't start.
Yeah, we'll take a cab. Beat it.
You need to learn to mind your own business.
Hey, Eddie.
What?
Hope this job isn't too important. Junior here packed your fuses too tight. There's no way it's gonna blow. Your man's a joke. You know what I'm telling you?
Shouldn't have been playing with adults.
Looking for you for kidnapping my daughter. Where is she?
Let go of me.
All right, okay. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna hurt Megan. Okay, I promise. I know it was wrong of me to push Carla, but I've been under a lot of pressure lately. Okay, you don't understand. And I'm not a bad person. Okay? Your instincts were right to take Megan away from that situation. I would have done the same thing. I don't blame you. But listen, I am her father, okay? And I need to apologize to her and tell her that she doesn't have to be afraid of me. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
Where is she?
Why don't you go home and talk to Carla, and if it's okay with her, I'll bring back Megan.
No, you don't tell me what to do, okay? You don't tell me what to do. Tell me where my daughter is! Where is my daughter? Ah!
And the last entry is Frankfurt, May 19th.
Great. That's a big help.
So what does that tell us?
We're going to compare Reza's travel dates with Syed Ali's. See if we can determine if there's a terrorist connection.
Okay. Yes, that would be great. Thank you. Well, there's the bride.
wanted to let you know that Ray's parents are coming in early, so I called Brent's when I ordered lunch.
Good. I'll pick it up.
Okay. Thank you. I finally feel like everything is under control. Kate?
What?
I never thanked you.
For what?
For everything. For being the maid of honor, for helping me with the wedding, for being my big sister.
Me.
I love you. Oh, honey.
Oh, I love you too.
Now get to work.
I understand you're about to go live with a story today. Just what is it you think is going on?
I think the alert condition's been elevated and you don't want us to know that, sir.
You think?
You want me to tell you my sources? You know I can't do that.
You're barking up the wrong tree, Ron.
Well, you know, I don't recall the last time a journalist has been able to get a private interview with the president on a few minutes' notice. So, my 22 years in the business tells me I'm barking up the right tree.
I tell you what, Ron. There's going to be a briefing tomorrow. If you want a 30-minute jump, I can arrange it.
Why are you horse trading with me, Mr. President?
Because if you go live with a story about unsubstantiated threats, you will cause mass hysteria. And that could be worse than the threat itself.
So there is a threat.
Ron, we get them every day.
So you're asking me to sit on this, even though it's within my professional right to take what I've got on the air?
Ron, you know me. I've been more forthcoming with the press and the public than any politician you know. So when I ask you for a favor, I do it in the spirit of what's best for the American people.
Let me think about it.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Ron. Armas.
Yes, sir.
I think we're going to have to go ahead and deal with this.
Yes, sir. Mr. Whelan.
Yes?
I'm Richard Armas. I'm with the President's Secret Service Blue Unit. There's something the President wants you to see before you leave.
What?
It won't take more than a few minutes.
My arm.
You haven't changed much, have you, Jack?
What's your point?
Well, my point is I'm short a man and I'm on a schedule.
I'm looking for work.
This isn't a job. You're gonna do this for nothing, Jack.
My price is $1,000 a day.
Well, Jack, I'd say you owe me a little bit more than that for what you did to Dave. You do this, I don't tell Joe. You don't do it, you'll be too busy looking over your shoulder to find work.
What's the job?
You're gonna like.
Megan! 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 Megan!
Yeah, we're right on schedule. That's great. Yeah, I'll talk to you about it now. All right, that's great. Rock out.
Where are we going?
West L.A.
What are we doing?
Conversion.
What do you mean, a conversion?
Well, today we're turning a government building into a cemetery.
Which building?
This branch has been dogging us for years. They call it the L.A. Counter-Terrorist Unit, the CTU.
Good.